Hello.
Yes?
John Harper, Mr. President.
Hi, John. How are you?
Fine. How are you today?
Good.
Say, you're trying to talk to me. I wanted to make a little plea to you, if I could, about investment credit. And we feel that this is really built into our structure and something that we relied on. And we hate to see it lifted. I know you've got a lot of problems, but I hope they could be solved some other way. This kind of creates a chaotic situation for us, Mr. President. We've got equipment on order, for example. Some of it stretches out 4 years before we get it. We've got buildings which are awaiting equipment, which some equipment's been ordered, some has not. This is all part of a long program. We've tried to cooperate with you, as I promised you would. We've cut back a great many millions of dollars in our spending program. Even this year, when I told you I didn't think we could cut back much, and we cut back even more next year. But we built into this, really, a reliance on this as part of the overall depreciation program. And we're concerned if it's lifted. We think it creates a situation which will cause us a lot of problems. We're right now in the process of floating debentures to pay off some bank loans we've made in the last year and a half and doing our normal increases in capacity. And while we're cutting back everything that's non-essential, we think some things need to be done to make the things that are needed for defense, to make the things that are needed to keep us competitive. So we would hope that you could find some way to do this job without lifting it, Mr. President.
Fine, John. I'm glad to have your views.
Well, I know you've got a real problem, but I did want to tell you that from where we sit, this one would be real bad, and I think there's a matter of confidence here because this has been taken into the depreciation structure of everybody and relied on its thing.
John, you can't rely on anything in this old world very long. I mean, we don't have any permanent laws. We meet every session,
well,
and they change them every time that the situation changes. If I could just rely on what it was when I came in, I'd be mighty happy. But it changes every day, and you got to adjust to it, you know.
Well, I recognize that, but there is such a thing as something which ties in so deeply with depreciation policy that it cuts pretty deep in confidence if the thing is taken on and off. That's one of the things that bothers me very much about it.
Well,
so we'd appreciate you're doing anything you can to keep it.
Fine, John. Very frankly, I don't see it quite like you do. I know how all of you felt, but our feeling is, my general feeling, is we put a bonus and incentive on there to do a job to get people to go out and buy equipment and make investments. And we gave them an incentive to do it. And now it's past the limit, and we don't want to continue to give bonuses and incentives to do things that we don't want done now. We want to cool off and pull back. Now, when the time comes when they need it again, well, we'll have to do it again. But as the situation changes, you can't, because you give a man an incentive to do something and it reaches its objective, then, as I see it, continue to pay him to get you in trouble. That's what we're doing now.
But Mr. Burton, wasn't this
really... I pled with them all voluntarily as much as I could, but it didn't go down 100 million. Out of 61 billion. Matter of fact, it went up 100.
Well,
and I just can't, I can't pay them a bonus to go up more.
Well,
and we hope that maybe if we should decide not to pay a bonus, but to do it at a later date, that maybe they would, if they won't do it for their president's, won't respond to his request to it, maybe they'll do it in view of anticipating getting 7% down the road.
But Mr. President, what about the fact that most of the equipment for the next year is on order, a great amount of it is?
Well, I understand that it's some of them 15 months behind backlog.
Some of it takes 4 years. Well, I can assure you we have cooperated with you.
I have nothing to complain about y'all. I don't know anything about your building details, but we just got a survey today, and you're up $100 million total.
Well, we're definitely down. We're down, even though I told you it would be very hard to do this year. We're down about 10% this year.
Well, if all of them had done that, we'd be in good shape. But the fact is that the survey today came out this afternoon. Shows that you're 60.9 and the estimate was 60.8 when I met with them in March and asked them to act. So my speech cost me $100 million.
Well, we're down 10%, which is more than I told you we could do. We're down more than that for next year. Yeah. There's one other thing, not to belabor the point, but actually, as I understood it, this investment credit was really passed as administration substitute for depreciation policy, which would make us competitive with people abroad. There were two alternates. One was to revise the depreciation policy rather sharply, and the other was this.
I expect we're going to have to deal with both of them before we get a comprehensive tax overhaul. But if we're not to go through the profits have gone through the ceiling, and you know what's happening to wages, you know what's happened to the whole economy, and we've got to take some steps to try to cool it.
Well, I wish I were smart enough to tell you an easy, painless way to do it, which I don't. You wish you had one.
I've talked to everybody I know of. I've had businessmen like Sidney Weinberg, that group in here the other day. I've had the labor people. I've had the economists from all over the country. And I've had all the people in the government, the Secretary of Defense and Secretary of Commerce, Secretary of Treasury. And there's really not anything that takes anything away from anybody that they're not against. But the problem is, what do we do in the overall picture now? And I believe that the very moderate steps we can take until we have to have an overall tax bill will be rather painless. Everybody can, if he has to, forego, I think, for a few months till we get this Vietnam thing over with, 7% on new equipment that he didn't have a couple of years ago.
Well, of course, it seems to me like there are two things there. One, if it's made retroactive, well, then it really upsets some economics and things that were done. If it isn't, it's a long time before it becomes effective.
Well, I think that's true. But I don't know any better solution. What do you recommend we do?
Well, I honestly think, I'm not posing as an expert on this at all. I honestly think that a surtax on the corporate tax or an increase in corporate tax would be preferable to this and cause less confusion.
Well, you're going to have that too, John.
Well, I wonder if more of that would be... which is so complicated.
That's not going to do much to stop these fellows that have got to buy it all while their boys are out there fighting. They just gone wild. They got $61 billion of it. Compared to 48 last year. And I talked to an old fellow the other day. He said he had to have two machines. I said, hell, you got to last year. Yeah, but these are 67s and they're a lot improved. And I said, well, now, how much it cost? He said, $160,000. I said, how much you paying down? He said, $10,000. What are you paying interest? So I'm paying $7,000, but said, I'm getting $7,000 to do it. So I want to go on and get them now before they take it off. So I think you got a good deal of that in the air, people that are using the 7% bonus. I know a lot of our folks in the refineries, they got to build refineries anyway, and they're going to build them whether they got 7% or not.
We reserve it and spread it over the life of the project. So it's just part of appreciation for us,
yeah.
But it is part of our economics, and we... We haven't taken advantage of the situation, and I'm not going to bore you with detail, but I'm sure you know me well enough to know that I have done what I promised you I would do.
Sure, I know whatever you say you've done, you've done. Matter of fact, I didn't think you promised. I thought you told me you couldn't do it much. But
I couldn't do much this year.
That's right.
Next year.
Yeah.
Well, we've done more. We've done about 10% this year.
Yeah. Really, our whole problem, though, John, is not one company. You see, I had a problem, $48 billion last year, and that's what we would hope it would be in 48-50. Now it's jumped from 48 to 61.
I know.
Now, I don't want to pay a bonus for that 13, but I paid 7% on a good deal of it. Now then, do we want it to go up to 71 and pay 7% when that's the big problem we got?
Well, I don't disagree with your objective. I would hope that it could be reached by taxes and not validity with business credit.
We're going to reach it with taxes just as soon as we know how much we need. But in the meantime, we're going to ask people not to claim that 7% to go place orders that we don't want placed.
Well,
you see, that's.
We're in the position where we have full buy. We have to place some orders next year if we're going to make the things that have to be made. And we'll be glad for anybody to audit our program on its being prudent and on our not shoving in and buying things we don't have to have. We're taking a whaleable lot of metal out of the stockpile and using that metal rather than spending money for new capacity, which I think is the right thing to do under the circumstances. It's costing us money, but we're doing it. And we'll continue to do things like that. Well, gosh knows, I don't want to be careful with that.
Well,
it's
fine, John. I appreciate you calling me, and I'm glad to hear them, and I wish that I didn't have to make some of these decisions.
Well,
I get hit every day,
well,
and if I'm not making them, and when you go to the corporate tax, you'll hear more of that, but it'll be coming up pretty soon, too, so... At least we won't put you in worse shape than you were when we came in here 2-3 years ago. We won't get back all that we've taken off.
Well, I hope not.
Yeah.
All right.
Thank you, John.
How have you been?